The Beach Boys, God Only Knows on BBC Radio Lancashire. Brainiest Borough, round one, question one. The Silverdale hoard was discovered in a field in Lancashire by a man named Darren Webster. It consists of over 200 pieces of silver jewellery and coins. But in which year did Darren discover it with his metal detector? And in fact, Stephen, discovered in Wharton. And that's a good old Viking name, isn't it?
It is a good old Viking name. War comes from Varth, which means a lookout point. It's also the name my mum. So my mum's got a Lancashire name. My mum's a Wharton. So although I'm from the other side of the Mersey, I'm afraid, I regard myself as an honorary Lancastrian because of that, yeah.
And of course, when you were last in, and it's a couple of years ago now we last chatted, you were doing some DNA tests in West Lancashire and also North Lancashire. Now, the West Lancashire ones came through, didn't they? But the North Lancashire ones held up and I think still held up.
Yeah, the West Lancashire one was published a few years ago now in the book Viking DNA, the Wirral West Lancashire Project. So that's been out. The book's just been reprinted last year. But the follow-up was North Lancs, Cumbria, and dare I say the word Yorkshire? I can. But that was supposed to have finished by now. But unfortunately, the team, which is a joint one between Nottingham and Leicester, got held up because there was someone discovered under a car park in a supermarket in Leicester. King Richard III. So the Leicester team been heavily focused on that, I'm afraid. How could they neglect the Lancashire survey? So that's just about coming to an end, all the follow-ups from that. So hopefully we'll be able to wrap up the North Lancs survey quite soon. It's a survey where we use people with old names from the area, so we could, you know, get right back behind all the movements that have taken place since the Industrial Revolution. So yeah, we're looking forward to the results of that.
Right. And tonight, of course, you're talking in Ormskirk. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But as we were saying, Darren discovered this, you know, pot of treasure in a field. Let's say I discover the Darwin Street hoard here, a huge pot of Viking coins right here underneath these studios. What happens? I mean, do I own them? Is it finders keepers?
Well, no, what you're supposed to do is to report it to your local museum or local finds liaison officer through the Portable Antiquities Scheme, and they will inspect the discovery, and you're fully protected. Basically, if they find it's treasure, then although the Crown claims ownership of that, that you will then receive a fee, and it can be quite a handsome fee. Alternatively, if it's not regarded as treasure, the find is logged. You get the credit for it, and you get the treasure back. So you're fully protected. The key thing is, if you find something of great value, don't start to, you know, poking about with it. Try and leave it as it is. You see, Darren found this stuff in a lead casket and didn't fiddle with it, and handed it in because the position of the coins and things in these caskets can be very important. So he was absolutely fantastic. So yeah, you'd be very protected, Darren. You'll be ripped off at all.
I mean, could there still be plenty of undiscovered treasure lurking beneath, you know, the Lancashire soil at the moment?
Absolutely. We just don't know what's under there. So I mean, things are cropping up all the time. You know, ingots and coins and things. So, yeah, if you see something of interest, do report it to your local museum.
And just finally, because I know you've got a train to catch, Ormskirk tonight, just remind us, Langham Hall in Ormskirk. It is a sellout tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, the intention coming in was really to flag it up, but it's sold out. So what we're planning on doing is having similar events throughout the county over the next year or so. So watch this space.
Well, thanks for coming in, and the best of luck tonight. And do keep in touch, in particular when the, you know, the North Lancashire DNA comes out.
Okay, thanks, Colleen.
Well. Thanks very much indeed. Stephen Harding joining me, Professor Stephen Harding, this afternoon on BBC Radio Lancashire. This is Irma Franklin, and